Hello, Alaska. This is Pat Race.
And this is Matt Buxton.
And this is a podcast about Alaska. All right. Welcome to our, what are we, 95, 96, 97, 90. This will be our 98th episode. And we are talking today about civics. Senator Gary Stevens is working on a bill, Senate Bill 23, which just passed the Senate, and it's going to create civics education for young Alaskans, and which was a surprise to me because I feel like as a young Alaskan, I got a civics education. So I don't, you know, the standards are always changing or whatever. And maybe they got rid of those things and then brought them back. And it's like hip to teach the Constitution again now or something. Essentially,
there's plenty of money for it, right?
There's no money for it. Although it will cost money. So it's an unfunded mandate, but which are popular, but this is sort of a, like,
yeah, it's kind of like when you come into Anchorage, we hang out.
Wait, what? That's an unfunded mandate when I come to Anchorage and we hang out?
Yeah.
What? How is that?
What unfunded are you talking? Mandate.
Oh, my God. Boo.
Come on. Yeah. Keep up with it.
Yeah.
Got to try out my new funny guy impression. Those
dad puns? Okay. Yeah. So anyways, this bill is going to require people to get to, like, learn civics in Alaska high schools. The thing that I thought was interesting is that initially it was aimed at preparing students to pass the test that's given to U.S. naturalized citizens. So if you're going to become a citizen of the United States, here's some fundamental things you need to know. And so I thought what would be interesting today...
You're gonna hate this.
What do you know where this is going? There's 100 questions that you have to learn, and you'll randomly be asked 10 of the 100 civics questions, and you have to answer 6 to become a citizen. So I've got a couple dice right here. I'm gonna roll some dice, and then I'm gonna ask you some questions. All right, let's see here. So we got number 47, Matt. Let's see what number 47 is. What is the name of the Speaker of the House of Representatives?
You mean like his actual name?
What is the name?
Mike Johnson?
Of the speech. Okay. All right. You got one. You're on your way to becoming a U.S. citizen. Here we go.
Huh. I didn't know that you would need to name people, like proper nouns in it.
I know. It's a little surprising, isn't it? Okay. So number 20. Who is one of your state's U.S. senators now?
Lisa Murkowski.
Okay. All right.
Honorable U.S. Lisa Murkowski.
Honorable. Her name is Honorable U.S. Lisa Murkowski.
Honorable U.S.
Taking your point away. Okay. 25. Why do some states have more representatives than other states?
It's a population.
Yes. Well done. All right. You're 3 for 3. You're killing it here. All right.
Whew.
Number 82. Before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in?
Well, there's a movie about this coming out, World War II.
Well done, well done. Okay, what are we on, 4? All right, we're going to give you, you got to get two
played
more.
Played by the Honorable Brendan Fraser.
You got to get 2 more correct questions. All right, 50. Name one right only for United States citizens.
Well, voting in presidential elections, right? I guess.
I don't know if they'd give it to you. It says vote in a federal election.
Federal election, yeah.
Or run for federal office is the other option.
Okay, federal election.
Okay, half point.
All right.
Okay. 05, question 5. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
The Bill of Rights.
You're doing great. You are...
Fuck yeah.
Doing excellent. All right, 55. What are 2 ways that Americans can participate in their democracy?
By voting and by running for office.
Well done. You can do, and one of the ones listed is
peaceably assemble.
Write to a newspaper.
Oh.
Op-eds. Join a civic group. Join a community group. Okay. You know, I think I'm going to give you one more. If you pass this, we're going to make you a citizen.
All right.
65. What happened at the Constitutional Convention?
They drafted the Constitution.
Hey, very good. Well done. The Constitution was written. Yes.
The Constitution was written. All right.
Cool. All right. So those are the questions. There's 100 of them, and you know, they're public information. Basically, you're asked 10. If you get 6 out of 10, then you've passed your test. I think there's a lot more paperwork and money and heartache involved from everything I've heard. But
quite as simple for most people.
But the thing about this to me is that, like, I don't think that the answer to those questions makes a citizen. I don't think that knowing a bunch of, like, how does the Constitution work trivia really is what defines citizenship. I think that, to me, citizenship is more about being united towards a common goal, like working together, sacrificing for each other. And those are sort of like ideals or ethical positions. And those are taught and learned in different ways. And so yay for Senate Bill 23, encouraging more citizens at a time when we need to restore faith in our government. But I don't know if it's the right way to do it.
Yeah. I honestly sort of agree. I think that it's like, you know, it's one of those difficult, obviously, I think they're looking for ways to address this problem that we are facing, right? Which is people do not know or appreciate how government works. And, you know, it becomes a big scary or either, you know, enemy, right?
Yeah.
And I think we need to remember that government is for the people and by the people, and that ultimately, that's sort of where need to be centering some of those values. And so, I think that, like, to me, you know, some civics, more like civic, participation or something like that. I like this idea of, you know, writing, you know, hey, let's go exercise our First Amendment rights, kids. Like, let's write letters to our legislators and newspapers, and those sort of more active ways of participating in that would be good. I mean, like, I remember in my high school, we had requirements to, you know, volunteer and stuff to graduate. And so I remember going and picking ivy and stuff, pulling ivy out for several weekends. And yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. And I think if you can make that connection, why are we doing this? Who's it helping? And why is it valuable that it's helping someone? And, you know, like, how does, like, the philosophical idea that if I create more good, there's more good in the world. That sort of thing is,
but I think that also too, one of the interesting elements that I would like to see more of is, you know, what we saw with Mamdani in New York around, like, snow shoveling, right? Mm. They, like, went out and paid like $30 an hour for people to shovel snow, and I think that, like, honestly, like, there could be a lot more ways of like that, because I think that, you know, how we deploy government matters a lot, and I think we don't necessarily think about those questions very often. But, you know, the idea of, like, paying everybody $30 to go shovel the sidewalks means we get shoveled sidewalks, right? Yeah. And means that money is close, and, you know, it will be quickly spent again and circulating into the economy and all that sort of stuff. And so, and I think that those sort of efforts too, not only is it good money, but it also is teaching people to, like, care about their community, right? And so, you know, if you're out there shoveling the snow, or, you know, you might be a little more likely to pick up trash in the summer or whatever, and all that sort of stuff. And so, like, I don't know, I just, like, I have a father-in-law who spends his weekends, you know, trimming bike paths and cleaning up walkways and stuff. And I think that it would be really great if we could have a system where we could, you know, people could be supported in doing that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. In Alaska, we help each other out.
Yeah.